Hi, this is Steve Pike, director of the Pink Palace Family of Museums, with another Memphis Moment. Flooding along the Mississippi is a danger that has always existed. Today, we have some protection against the forces of nature through improved levee and flood wall systems. But in the early years of the 20th century, such protection was minimal at best, and the yearly floods were a part of life on the Mississippi. The most destructive flood in United States history occurred in 1927. It caused over $400 million in damage, killed 246 people, and left over 700,000 people homeless in seven states. By May of 1927, the river below Memphis reached an astonishing width of over 60 miles. Many of those left homeless were resettled in relief camps, which proved morally destructive as the government, which was supposed to aid the victims, used them as forced labor to repair damaged levees. Writers and songwriters immortalized the events and feelings of the period. William Faulkner took notice of the effects of the flood and used it for the setting of his short story, Old Man. However, songwriters have been viewed as the true storytellers of the events of 1927. Songs such as Lonnie Johnson's Broken Levee Blues and Memphis Minnie's When the Levee Breaks, a song reworked and re-recorded by Led Zeppelin, became a testament to the suffering of the 1927 flood victims. To learn more about all of our region's history, visit us at the Pink Palace Family of Museums, or on Facebook, or at memphismuseums.org.